Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Grab them by the lapels and shake them like hell.
All right, that's Dan Cerucci at the Cherry Hill board meeting the other night on the big lunch battle and getting people to pay up for that. We'll get to him here with Dom pinch hitting for Rich. Just wanted to give you this tweet, though. I asked people Twitter at DomShow1210. What's your headline for this whole Comey thing? This one's too good to resist. Comey takes victory lap, but John Durham waits for him at the finish line. Durham, of course, is the day-to-day William Barr guy. Set out to now go back and get to the bottom of all this stuff. Who did what? What laws were broken potentially? And what should be done about it? I agree with that. That's how it's going to end. All right, we'll see. But I like that. You can give me your headline too.
You blew it.
All right. Dan Cerucci, though, jumped out of all these people testifying before, if you will, the school board the other night on the lunch program. His was entertaining, to put it mildly. Dan is a former PR guy. He talked about that in it. He's a blogger. He's a conservative. You often hear him with Christine. Hey, Dan, good to talk with you. Sorry I didn't recognize your voice because you're usually not quite as animated.
I always had a very distinctive voice, Dom. You know that.
Well, I'm glad that Joe caught it. You're being a good sport since we had so much fun with some of the drops around this.
People have been having fun with my voice for years, really. But I got to tell you, Dom, I had to find an old-fashioned Italian word for what happened over here in Cherry Hill, a town I've lived in for 40 years. This is a complete and total fiasco.
Well, the okay? Fiasco is the pronunciation or
fiasco.
The point of now, which part do you object? Because I'm shocked they're doing this, and largely, Dan, I completely agree with them.
Well, Dom, as a PR guy, okay, former president of the Philadelphia Public Relations Association, when they brought that assistant superintendent forward, that middle-aged woman with the tuna fish sandwich,
yes,
and she talked about serving it to our little ones, it was like something out of a Saturday Night Live skit.
Okay.
And I watched it, and I saw where it was going. I saw where it was going, and I knew two things, that people in Cherry Hill were not going to accept the idea of basically shaming kids with a lesser lunch, and that it was going to look ridiculous that the school district was worried about an $18,000 hangnail in a $220 million budget.
Okay, now that's the part I want to talk. The first part, yes, we mocked it too, the tuna meal and how she brought it out from Aramark in front of them and all, and going after the parents. But Dan, the reason why we get these excessive budgets is people don't sweat the dollars and cents. It's a big issue to people. It's not a hangnail. They want these people to pay up or get the government programmed to pay up.
But you've got, my argument is you've got to put this in perspective. And I'm not sure it never should have been brought out into the public arena the way it was. It could have been handled internally within the school district. They could have found the money somewhere. Something could have been done. And it never had to be brought out like this. Listen, our town has a great reputation. We are the crossroads of South Jersey, and we're known for our schools and our education
right.
system. Now we're a national laughing stock.
All right, but wait a minute, though. Why is it that we're so reluctant to see school boards get these parents to take care of their kids? They were even going to Dyfus or somebody on neglect. I'm supportive of that, Dan. I thought you would be, too. You got to hold these people responsible.
Dom, I think both you and I remember when there used to be truant officers, and they would come around
right.
to the house, and they would find out about these things. Okay. So you find out, you do some due diligence, and you find out about the parents, but you do that all internally. You don't make it a cause célèbre. an $18,000 hang meal and a $220 million budget becomes a cause célèbre and an embarrassment to the entire district and the town, an embarrassment to the town. I mean, the mayor, the president of the city council were appalled. This is, you know, this whole thing, Tom, would be laughable were it not for the persistent whiff of incompetence that surrounds it. And
well, wait a minute. No, I don't know about that. Now, trying to get the kids, I don't agree with shaming or any of that stuff with the kids. But, Dan, some big issues have come out of this. One, how many people are here illegally and that's why they won't do the paperwork? B, how many are using green cards and won't do it? C, how many of them are deadbeats that won't pay up?
Well, if they're here illegally, they should find out about that. We're not a sanctuary town, okay? Although we've got this problem with, you know, phony Phil Murphy in New Jersey.
Right.
But they should find out about that. They should do their due diligence. I heard people say that through their own negligence, not because they didn't want to pay, that they were in arrears when paying for their kids' lunch. And the kid was either not getting lunch or was getting a lesser lunch, and the parents didn't know about it. They had never been informed. They were informed. There were parents who said, okay, I forgot about it.
But well, wait a minute. They're liars, then. They're liars. I call them out right now, Dan. I differ with you. The school district's going out of their way with all this cumbersome stuff they're doing. These people then suddenly show up. They don't like being castigated. I don't believe that. I think they made the case of going through hoops to try to contact people.
And I'm telling you about the appearance of what it looks like in the public square, in the public arena.
Okay.
And appearances are reality. I am a PR guy. This is what I'm paid to look at and to worry about. And the appearance is what is awful. What has happened in other, how come we haven't heard about this in other districts, save for one or two? We had this Wyoming list.
I'll tell you why, because they get bludgeoned. They get bludgeoned, Dan, because they're afraid to do anything about it, because all kinds of people come out of the woodwork and start hammering them on this. I don't think you ought to go after the kids. I agree with you. That was a mistake.
I think this is the wrong issue for the Cherry Hill School District.
Why?
To hang their hat or hoist their petard on. Why? Because we had a huge bond issue that was put before the voters last year that went down for improvement of schools that are falling apart, a multi-million dollar bond issue, and we needed upgrades to our security systems in the schools, which is a hell of a lot more important issue, and they blew it. The school district blew it. They couldn't sell the bond issue. This was unprecedented for a bond issue to be voted down in Cherry Hill. That's what they should be worrying about, not that 60 kids last year that they had to serve a lesser lunch to, okay?
All right.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, fair. I'm glad, though, that we got to talk with you. I'm glad that we saw you in action with this, because people hear you with Christine and with me over the years. Are you writing about this at your blog?
I have written about it, and I will write about it again.
Be kind.
I'm going to try to be kind, but listen, when it comes to Cherry Hill, a town that I've lived in for 40 years and a place that I love, and you know me, I have that passione. I'm passionate about it, Don. I love this place.
I hear you. And I hear that. We just differ a little bit on it. Where do people find the Dan Cerucci blog?
They can just find it at dancerucci.com.
Good stuff, Dan. To be continued. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. There's Dan Cerucci.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.